Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I need to get serious with you this week. Not really super serious, but to get real. I want to talk to you about the holidays and about what I see being a fitness professional, what I've seen for the last 35 years, and honestly, what I've seen escalate. And that is this sense of putting our lives on hold during the month of December and even before, kind of starting before Thanksgiving. I start to see the rush, the intensity in people, the stress level start to rise. I see people's faces get tight, and then I just don't see people, right? I'll see you after the holidays. After the holidays. Oh, I'll do that after the holidays. I'll get back after the holidays. I'll take care of myself after the holidays. What is that about? Honestly, I've seen it for years and years, and I really just want to say to everyone, stop it. Stop putting your life on hold to bake cookies. Stop putting your well-being in jeopardy to shop more. You know, let's put some priorities in place here, everybody, so that we can maintain a high level of health and clarity during December. So, you know, I know that many of you may be listening to this off season, right? You may be listening to it in May. You may not celebrate the holidays. You know what? It doesn't matter because there's this sense of intensity that starts to snowball during the month of December. And also, you can kind of insert the summer as well. Oh, I'll get back after the summer. I'll start meditating after the summer. You know, and so if you can catch yourself when you talk like that, just really catch yourself and, you know, think about what you're saying. Why do we put our well-being, our health, our mental wellness on hold when it really should be our top priority? And I think that the most successful people in this world, and I do not mean financially, I just mean the people that are the most content in life, are able to prioritize their well-being no matter what the season is, no matter what's happening in their lives. They're able to at least maintain a sense of stability and balance throughout the year. And so I say this, you know, with love and kindness and patience and understanding that the world out there gets insane from October till the end of the year, calling you to shop more, calling you to create more traditions, to escalate everything in your life. Nobody is going to stop doing that. The world is not going to stop spinning as fast as it is for you. So it's time, really, that we all make the decision to say, stop it. Stop it. I will do what's essential. I will enjoy tradition. But I've got to put some balance into my life during these times, such as the holidays or summertime. So what does that look like? I want to talk to you about five ways to make sure that you are staying well, clear, and stable over the holidays or the summer or any kind of intense period of time. First, though, I'd like you to think about setting priorities. You know, setting priorities with yourself, that you're going to not allow your life to spin out of control over the month of December or July and August. That you're just going to commit and intend to yourself to stay well, to self-care, to get enough sleep, to get enough movement. And we'll talk about each one of those later on. The second thing that I'd like to ask you to do, if it's appropriate, is to talk to your family. Talk to your kids and your parents and your in-laws just about what they feel like is essential during the holiday season. What are the most important things that you cherish? What are those holiday traditions that you definitely want to make time for? And what can go? Right? What can go? Maybe your kids are too old for the gingerbread house. Come on. At some point, maybe they're not. You know, maybe that's like the highlight of the season, and that's fine. And I'm not kiboshing or putting the kibosh on anything. What I'm just saying is, can we prioritize so that we don't feel like we have got to do it all? That our house has to look like a gingerbread house on the outside, or that we have to bake, you know, 17 dozen cookies, right? I mean, it's gotten out of control, and I see it on the faces of students. I see the tightness and that rush. They start rushing out the door after practice. They stop lingering to talk to others. They stop coming in early for that quiet time, right? It's collective, folks. And so when I speak about this, I'm really speaking about the general collective insanity that happens in December. And that also happens in the summertime as well, when we put our lives completely on hold. All right. So ask your family what's essential. Write it down. Think about it. Have a group meeting that you're not going to do certain things, that you're going to make space for other things, for more quiet, for more free, right? Free walks through the neighborhood to look at the lights, whatever. And then the third thing is just to create a certain number of practices that you're going to commit to during this time, that you are going to absolutely hold steady. And I have an episode, I don't know, a few months ago, what are your undeniables, right? What are those things that you do that you just are, do not waver on? You get that in. Start with those things that are most important, right? This isn't about killing yourself and driving yourself into the ground. It's really about prioritizing and not putting everything on hold until January 1, when you make these big lofty resolutions. So becoming more steady, becoming more stable, consistently clear, consistently open and available. This is when we start to really gain momentum in our lives. We don't put everything on hold. We start to chop away every day at those things that we are going, that we want to do, that are going to propel us forward next June, right? This is where I feel like a lot of people are on this cycle of this like hamster spinning wheel, where they just can't gain the momentum necessary to move the ball forward. I talked about a couple of weeks ago, moving the ball forward. So how do we stay consistent during those super busy times to keep ourselves well and keep our careers moving forward, to keep our families happy, and to keep the sacred in our lives as well? So here we go. 5 simple things. They are so obvious. You're going to probably roll your eyes and say, really? But really, but seriously, because we do put this stuff on hold for the sake of, doing another shopping trip or finding, you know, the perfect place cards for the dining room table, which is fine. Some people really get into that, and I respect that and honor that. But here we go, 5 things, and I'm just going to use hashtags for fun. Hashtag breathe. Hashtag breathe. Can you find a way to practice breathing every day? When could that fit into your life? Is it at a stop sign or maybe a red light? Is it before you walk into work? When can you pause and take 5, 10, 20 conscious breaths? Deep, rhythmic, equal, even breaths to stabilize your nervous system, to hold you steady, right? So 1 minute, 2 minutes, tops. We all have that. Hashtag breathe. Check. If you do it, check it off. I did it. I did one thing today to sustain this high level of well-being that I work so hard to do all year long. Number 2, hashtag move. Hashtag move your body. Not for calorie burn, not for six-pack abs, but for adrenaline, endorphins, for energy, for blood flow, for just keeping yourself high and positive. What can you do every day? If you can't get to the gym, if you can't get to the class, get yourself around the block. Right? Move your body. Lay down on your floor by your bed at night. Put your phone timer on and do 10 minutes of stretching. Check. Did it. Right? Did it. I put myself first here during the month of December. Right? Hashtag breathe, hashtag move, hashtag find stillness. Stillness, a pause, a powerful pause. When you're just quiet, when you close your eyes, is it before you start making dinner? Is it before you go to bed, sitting on a chair? Right? Anytime you can find that time between meetings, turn off the phone, close down the laptop. That 5 minutes of stillness will stabilize you, will settle you, and will prepare you for everything that's to come for the rest of the day. These are simple. These are free. These are so easy to do. Put them under your tree this year, right? Make them the top priority. Hashtag breathe. Hashtag move. Hashtag find stillness. Hashtag be quiet. Find those pockets of quiet. In your car, perfect. In your home in the morning. In your home before you go to bed. In your office. Where can you find 5 minutes of quiet without the jingle bells, right? Without the news blaring, without the dings and the dongs coming from your phone. So some of these you can group together, right? You can find stillness and silence and breathe all in one, right? Check, check, check. But these simple, powerful practices keep you stable and steady, and they move the ball forward in a time when most people are putting everything on hold. Lastly, get outside. Get outside every day unless it's absolutely pouring. And why not go out in the rain? Get outside. Can you take that walk around the block? There you go. Check, check. Can you sit outside and just take in the sun for 5 minutes? Breathing in the fresh air. Cold, warm, who cares? Get yourself outside. It changes your mindset. It slows us down. So it's really simple, 5 things. I know they're such common sense, and they're so simple, and they're free to do, but they will keep you high, well, clear, happy, and they'll also open you up and make you available to experience the true beauty of this season of light. What happens when you start to prioritize your well-being like this is that you really start to prioritize everything in your life, and you start to recognize what's not essential. And I did this years and years ago. Now, as my kids got older, it was easier to do. So if you have the little ones, you know, I know that it feels hard, like you want to do it all. But you know what? Most of the time, it's just this sense of guilt and this sense of have to and this sense of perfection in our warped culture that makes us do all of these outrageous things and drive ourselves into the ground in the meantime. Prioritize. You know, maybe you're done with the Christmas cards. Maybe you post it on Facebook. Maybe not. Maybe that is your thing. You know, maybe you say no to a couple of holiday obligations that aren't necessary. Maybe this is the year, you know, you stop doing this and you start opening yourself up to that. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm just suggesting that perhaps you don't need to do it all, especially if it's making you sick, making you gain weight, making you feel frazzled and stressed out. That is no way to live. No way, Jose. All right. So there it is. This is just kind of a get real moment. Getting real during this time, stopping the insanity, holding yourself up at the highest, the number one priority every day is to take care of yourself by breathing, by moving, by being still, by finding silence, and by getting yourself outside. Let your family know what's going on. Make the commitment to yourself and to your family to make this a more simple holiday season, to perhaps give more than you try to create and manifest. Why not use that time to be there for others? So yes, a little preachy. I'm sorry, but I find myself talking to a lot of students about this. I've gone through it all myself. I've gone through every type of season possible. And I have to tell you that being more simple and keeping my priorities straight makes that January 1 roll around much more gracefully. It's not this anticipated date when everything's going to stop and you're going to start taking care of yourself. Do it now, folks. Let's go out there. Let's make this the best holiday season. Let's start sharing this with others and modeling what it means to really take care of ourselves and others. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you for listening. Be well. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.